So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, where are we? We're here in Larkins and Gary Kennedy. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Oh, what a beautiful setting for tonight's programme here in Larkins and Gary Kennedy. That's 25, 26 musicians here playing for us here tonight. Absolutely brilliant. Maura Boyle, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Eamon.
Good to be with us on the programme, and indeed, good to invite Tip FM here as well. 6 years since we were here.
It is indeed, and you're very welcome back to Gary Kennedy for this very special occasion. It's very special. It's an appreciation for three great musicians, who have given a huge part of their lives to playing music, and they passed away during COVID, and unfortunately they didn't get the send-off they deserved. So that's what we're doing here tonight. We're honouring them.
Absolutely, absolutely terrific, and indeed, so many people. You had Mass earlier on for them and all of that.
Yeah, we did. We had a very moving Mass earlier on. Father Lorcan said it was very special. Okay. It was just very nice and very, very important to do it.
Absolutely.
For everyone, yes.
People can get emotional right now.
Absolutely, yes, and it was important for the relatives of Billy, Sean, and Nora. It was important for them, and I suppose the fact that they didn't get the send off tonight, we're doing it, and we're doing it through music. And I think you've heard some of that already. So it's a very important night for everyone.
Briefly, tell me about Larkins of Gary Kennedy.
So Larkins and Gary Kennedy, we're actually celebrating 18 years this weekend, would you believe? So we're heading into our 19th season, and we're looking forward to it, and heading into the busy season now. And so we're getting ready for that at the moment. And there was always music. There always was music. There always will be. Billy, Sean and Nora, they have left a huge legacy, and it's amazing really what they have done. And they encouraged younger musicians, and proof of that is here tonight, what they have done. It's amazing legacy what they have done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And indeed, of course, if you walk around the outside here and, you know, through the village here, it's just magic. You know, the great feeling of water just led by and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very tranquil, all right. I suppose I don't really appreciate it as much as, you know, visitors do, but it's really beautiful. The lake is fabulous. It's a great amenity to the area, and the summer is just fantastic here in Garry-Kennedy.
Your family is here with you, of course.
Yeah, they are here with me some of the time, and yeah, they're great. They're always there. There's great support, great family support, and they're always there, which is great.
Larkins of Garry-Kennedy is kind of known nearly practically all over the world.
Yeah, I suppose it probably is. I don't know about that, but yeah, it's great. We try and do a good job. We do the best we can, and it's great to have visitors arriving and saying how much they like it. And okay. Yeah, it is nice. And the music, though, is a huge part of that. I think that has helped, you know, make it so well known. You know, it's not me, and I suppose tonight is not about Larkins. It's about the musicians, and it's great to honour them. That's really important.
You mentioned Brendan earlier on. He's up there.
He's
doing well.
He's doing great. He never stops. Yeah, he's in my head all the time. Sorry, Liz, but
every Sunday night he packs up here.
You know,
he packs a punch.
Yeah, I think he's an amazing guy. I mean, he pulls it off every week. He brings them in and he encourages them. He's great for the younger musicians. He really is. He's always bringing them in and sitting them down and sit down there and play this tune and lets them do a solo. And, you know, he's great for their, you know, he's great to encourage them.
Yeah.
And for their confidence, confidence as well.
Inspiration for the community down here, yeah.
Yeah, that is the word you could use, inspirational, yeah. Yeah.
Look at Maura, it's a great pleasure to have you on the programme and to invite Tip FM along here. We have lots of music, lots of people to talk to. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah.
Maura Boyle, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Absolutely magic. We're here in Larkins of Gary Kennedy. We're back just after the... Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. This week we're in Larkins of Gary Kennedy. Preet Slattery, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Eamon, and I'm delighted to be here at this occasion here tonight, and delighted to speak with you, but probably a little bit feeling a little bit inadequate about whom I'm about to speak about. I suppose to say at the outset, all three musicians, all three performers would have had a great influence on the session here in Gary Kennedy and on my own children who are very deeply involved in the music. Indeed, I can remember Liam O'Connor, God rest him, he used to come in with a tape cassette with the notes written out for the lads to learn a new tune to add to the session. And Billy was a legend too with regard to how he treated my children, not only in the circle here in Gary Kennedy. He'd ring on a Sunday after dinner and go, "Are the lads coming to Gary?" He'd keep encouraging them, and with a few sweets or whatever he had in his pocket, he'd keep them going. And even outside of the Sunday scene, he was a very big part of the children's lives. But I suppose who I've been asked to speak about tonight is Nora Butler. And indeed, I'd say there's many here in this room that would have known Nora better even than what I did, because I only knew her in latter years when my own kids got involved in the music. And she was part of the Cashel branch. So Nora hailed from Clash in Tumivara. And she was a daughter of Mary and Ned Butler's, and their influence, along with her grandfather's Bill Butler, they got her going on the singing scene. So she progressed along in competitions and won her first county fla in Rosgray. And she was also accompanied by times at singing performances with her sister, her twin sister, Mary Hartnett, who was... and she referred to her twin thrush. And then in 1988, she married Pat Swan from Dublin. So we were very fortunate to have them in our company in the town of Nina. And Pat would have been heavily involved in teaching drums to local children and some of my own as well. So Nora was a very humble person. And I mean that sincerely, because in all the time I knew her, for the first time in my life, I read this week that she'd won 5 All-Irelands. So I actually had to go away and research where she won them. And she won her first under-18 All-Ireland championship in Boyle in 1966. And in 1967, she followed that in Enniscorthy. She won the senior All-Ireland in 1969 in Cashel, in Listowel in 1970, and in Dublin in 1971. She was also, a well-travelled lady. So she travelled around numerous continents all around the world. She performed in places as far away as New York, Shanghai, Australia, China, Libya. You know, she was all over the place.
And Brew Baroo, of course, brought her all over the world.
Yeah, she was a very big part of Brew Baroo. And I know there were people here from Cashel tonight as well. And they would have been very close to Nora and possibly knew her, as I say, better than myself. So I feel like a bit of an imposter even commenting on her. But no, she was a very good friend and a great performer in that she drew her audience in. So whether it was in Brew Baroo or in the Rambling House in Nina, or, you know, be it in Knockrockery in Roscommon or below in Temple Glantine, Nora had everybody on her side, you know.
She was always so shy as well.
I don't know.
I always found it so difficult to get on the radio and, oh no, leave it to someone else.
Yeah, well, now that was the sort of person she was. She wasn't trying to, take over or anything like that. She was willing to pass on the tradition and to share the music with others. And she'd have engendered a love of music and singing, in many, even, you know, here in this room, you know.
To all of you guys, it's real fantastic to be doing a fantastic tribute to her tonight.
So I suppose to conclude, if you're willing to listen to a few bars of a song that she sang but that she never recorded, I said I might give you a version.
Okay.
Not quite at the standard of the Queen of Song of Tipperary, Nora Butler herself, but in memory of Nora, I'll give you these few bars.
Okay, your own time, as I say.
My home lies in Tipperary, round the slopes of Slievenamon, where the lark and linnet sweetly sing at the dawning of the day. It's but a small mud cabin, and Its floors are made of clay. But my heart lies in that cabin, Tipperary, far away. By the side of our mud cabin, the River Anner flows, where the widow's brown-haired daughter thought young Kickham's heart to love. Where rolling from the rafters lie his pike to make the hay, saying, rise up, my gallant Tipperary boys, Tipperary far away. When I think of Charles Kickham, no wonder do I mourn and dream of where his body lies in his native Mullinahome, where thousands of his countrymen they fell to kneel and pray in magnificent Tipperary, Tipperary far away. I remember 1913 when we won the Triple Crown. We sailed the briny ocean, we played in the polo ground. We came back all world champions and proud for to say, we all come from Tipperary, Tipperary far away. And soon we'll all be sailing home to the slopes round Slievenamon, where the men of old in their days of yore would handle the pike and gun, where the women fair with their nut brown hair would sing and dance all day in magnificent Tipperary, Tipperary far away.
Oh, very beautiful. Bree Flattery, thank you very much. Terrific. The Flattery family are right around here. Colm, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon, yourself.
All-Ireland champion with the accordion for a number of years.
Oh, yeah, a while ago now, all right. Yeah.
How many times did you win it?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
He's so many medals, he's giving them out here for free tonight.
Oh, well, no, thanks.
You still play a bit, eh?
Doing a bit, yeah.
I'm after Dublin, are you?
No, I'm after moving home there working, so back into Gary Kendi there on a Sunday evening, it's grand.
So Brendan is keeping you moving around here.
He is, keeping me going. So it's grand.
The lads over here, how are you doing, lads? It's a long time since I was down in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, do you?
Hardly remember it now. I was probably too young at the time.
Yeah, must be quite a number of years ago.
Jeez, I don't know, how long ago?
10 years ago, Mara? Maybe 20? Yeah, good 20 years. Yeah. How are you?
I'm not too bad now.
You what?
I was hardly born, so.
I was just about. These lads definitely wouldn't. Playing a bit of the piano, are you?
Oh, I do, yeah. From time to time.
You come in here to Kerry Kendi every week?
Oh, every Sunday, yeah. Has to be done.
What about you?
Yeah, it's the finest, sure.
Yeah, the violin is your game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's grand.
And your mammy a beautiful singer, isn't she?
Yeah.
She did Nora Coast Proud here tonight. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, we're going to take another break. We're back just after these. Indeed, everybody, welcome back to Down Your Way. We have the Slattery Brothers. Here we go. We'll be right back. Ireland, the Thatcher Brothers. Absolutely fantastic. Michael McCabe, how are you doing, Michael?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Not so bad at all. Fantastic music down there.
Ah, lovely. Great stuff from the Slattery's there now. Yeah.
A good friend of yours, Billy McCabe.
Billy Greenough.
Billy Greenough.
I'm Michael McCabe.
Billy Greenough.
Yeah.
Talk to me about him.
Ah, sure. He was a big influence here in Nina and then on myself and the family in England. So Billy, we're in Larkins in Nina, but Billy was actually from St. Helens near Liverpool in England originally. And myself and my brother Sean are from near Bolton, and we have Fergal and Gannon over there from St. Helens as well. So there's a, funnily enough, because of Billy, there's a kind of a returned Irish English people here in Nina, do you know? So yeah, Billy was from St. Helens, learned his music there. Spent 11 years in the States playing with some of the greats out there. Met Joe Cooley. Met many musicians out there anyway in the States. Yeah. And then he came back to St. Helens and was teaching in St. Helens for years, where I learned my music and my brother and Fergal did. And then eventually, when he retired, he came to Nina and he's had a new life over here. Then
Gary Kennedy down with his home.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it really was. Billy's been with Brendan and Sean, been playing in the session in Gary Kennedy for nearly, apparently I heard tonight, nearly 30 years. So, yeah.
It's just amazing. And you get together here to remember him tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. And what's really nice actually is, since unfortunately Billy passed away during the time of COVID, it's great to have the two Slattery lads, Ciarán and Cathal, taking his place at the piano. You know, so they've taken up the reins where Billy left off, you know, so yeah. It's lovely.
They sound fantastic as well.
Yeah.
So all you guys kind of rehashing and reliving the memories of Billy at this event today.
Ah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's here to celebrate Billy and Nora and Liam. And they all knew each other. Like, funnily enough, Billy would have met Nora in America when Nora was in... on a Coltus tour to America at the time, do you know. So Billy and Nora knew each other for years, since the 70s, like, do you know. Yeah.
What does Gary Kennedy mean to you guys?
Ah, it's a great place. It's there's great music here. There's great community here. I think, you know, there's a lot of love in Gary Kennedy, do you know, for music and the crack. So yeah, it's a great place.
And you all make plenty of, you know, make your relationship with one another absolutely fantastic with music, and that's the way it is.
There's been a few marriages as well. You'd be surprised, you know. Yeah.
That'll be for another program.
We'll keep it country tonight anyway.
It country. So Billy, look at the replay. You're going to play it a little bit on the flute. Michael, how are you doing, Michael?
Yeah, very well, Eamon, thank you.
Good to be with us on the programme, indeed.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it's great to be here. Celebrate these wonderful musicians, in particular my dad, Liam. So,
I remember the last time I was here, I was talking to him, I interviewed him and all that.
Great, yeah. Usher, look at his part of the furniture here. As I say, he moved here from Kerry, from Brosnahan, where he was born, and met my mum here and moved here in the mid-50s and has been living here all his life, playing music in Gary Kennedy all of his life, so... You know, it's
the stories when you come back home and all that kind of thing.
Oh, lots of stories. Sure, look at when we were young fellows growing up, our bedtime stories were a few tunes out of O'Neill's book. You know, he'd bring the fiddle up, and he'd put us, myself and Jerry were the first two in the family to come along, so we were put to bed to the sound of the fiddle, and some of those tunes stuck in our memory, you know, ever since. Like, so it's great. It's very, very proud and very great to hear the lads here pay such tributes to him, because he loved trying to help young musicians and encourage them to play. And you know, so many of them would tell you stories about him.
This is the home of musicians up here, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. Always has been. I think if you take North Tipperary in general, it probably will be consistently one of the strongest areas for music, you know, and really high quality. You can see the standard of musicians here tonight. The young people are just bringing it to a new level.
That's another brother of yours behind you, is it? How are you doing?
Very good.
Good to be with us on the programme.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
pleasure. Good to say hello.
Yeah, gosh, it's lovely. I don't get a chance to come down here as often as I'd like, you know, and tonight I met some old friends, a couple of people that I actually went to secondary school with in Neenah. So if any of them is listening, I just want to wish them all the very best and to just say hello. But, I'm still playing music. I'm not playing hurling anymore, so I've moved on.
Yeah. Remembering your dad, it can be emotional and sad, can't it?
It can, yeah. It's funny, you know, leading up to when he passed away. I mean, our family, we were, I'm not saying we were impervious to the grief or anything like that, but it really sort of hit home maybe a month or two later. And we were doing a little brief radio thing, and just when you reminisce and things come into your head about him, you know what I mean, and some stories maybe that linger in your memory, and they just come out even while you're just driving the car, maybe up to Dublin or into Limerick or something like that. So it's but it's great to be with the local neighbours and friends, you know.
Friends around here.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he was an incredibly modest man. Even with us, he never forced us to play music. But, you know, I suppose by putting us to sleep with tunes every night, he made sure that it was unavoidable. But, yeah, no, he was very, very modest, very quiet man. And, you know, he just got on with things, and he was, I suppose, judged by his actions more than anything else.
You probably woke up singing in the morning.
Well, yeah, our house is sort of a crazy place because our grandfather, Michael Kennedy, used to live with us as well, and he was also a fiddle player, and I could tell you some great stories about the two of them. But the family is still together, thank God.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely. We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part of Down Your Way, just after these. DJ, very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. Kevin Brennan has just come in here. How are you doing, Kevin?
Fine indeed, Eamon, yourself.
No, it's good to see you. I'm back again. We were, all those years ago, you invited me to your kitchen.
I didn't invite you, I came yourself. And what's more, he arranged everything. He got all the people to come, and I know nothing about it, like him, and he changed my clothes. Will I ever forget it? Oh, bloody way.
Are you still playing the piano?
Huh? No, I give it up. I was afraid you might record it.
It's great to hear. How's your good wife back home?
Oh, she's in great form. Yeah, thanks for the God. Yeah,
such a night down there, and we just have to remember. But you remember too.
Lord, you're some polisher, boy. You're rubbing in everywhere.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Those people up there.
I do.
Definitely remember him here tonight.
And Nora Butler and Billy Greenhall.
Yeah.
Sure, great memories of the great music that was here played and the singing that was done by Nora and so on. And Billy Greenhall was an unusual man. If he didn't sing a traditional song, he didn't want to know about it. and that was for certain,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But he was out and out traditionalist and in that sense, and promoting music and training young people and so on. And it's gone on today with the younger people coming up now as well. Which is great to keep it up.
Kevin, so it is. In time, so we'll have to say good luck to you. Thanks for saying hello.
Thanks be to God.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. And yourself, Eamon?
Your name is?
Noel Tomlinson.
How are you doing, Noel?
I'm sure I'm alive still, that's all.
Yeah. Good memories of the singing and music.
Very, very good memories of here, yeah.
Come out from Neenah, isn't that?
Yeah, Neenah.
Yeah.
I like Nora Butler was a legend, and I got to know Billy Greenhall slightly in the latter year, but actually Liam O'Connor's son is married to my wife's niece, so there's actually a connection there. Yeah. You mightn't want that known, but it's there anyway. You know, like Nora was, I mean, what she won You know, I know her for years, but I didn't know the other two until, you know. I'm led to believe, like, he was a good teacher. We leave it at that.
Okay. So you went to school to him, did you?
Oh, God, I didn't, know. No. The odd day I did go is went to Killadanga National School. That was my academy. And only odd days.
That's wrong idea. We were up there at the county final after the county final this year.
Listen,
nice to say hello. We're tidy on time. I know.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Eamon.
You're going to do the song.
I am, yeah. I'm going to do a song that I learned from the late Nora Butler. I knew Nora since I was about 8 or 9, and I tried robbing as many songs from her over the years, so this is one of them. Okay. And it's called The Dawning of the Day.
Oh, beautiful.
One morning early as I roamed out by the margin of Loch Lane, the sun shone through the trees in bloom, the summer comes again. I left the town and wandered on through fields all green and gay. Who should I meet but a colleen sweet at the dawning of the day? No cap nor cloak this fair maid wore, her neck and feet were bare, as down her cheeks in ringlets bright hung locks of golden hair. Her milking pail was in her hand. She was lovely, young and fair. And she bore the sway of Venus bright at the dawning of the day. By a mossy bank I sat me down, my true love by my side. And with gentle words I courted her, and I asked her to be my bride. She said, young man, don't break my heart, but let me go my way. For the morning light will be shining bright at the dawning of the day.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much, Deirdre. Thank you very much. Brendan, how are you?
Eamon, how are you?
Not bad at all. The men that put the programme together.
Well, I wouldn't
say...
Give
a nice round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't say that now, Eamon. I just shout the loudest. That's pretty much it. But, no, look, we decided as a group to remember two very important people that was in our session over the years, as in Nora, Billy and Liam. They were massive to us. And I suppose the sad part about it was they died in 2020. We didn't get a chance to say goodbye to them properly. And I think tonight goes a bit towards a small bit of closure on our part as musicians and their friends, you know.
Not simple.
Not simple, but the thing about traditional music, I often find it is a family. You laugh with people, you tell stories with people, you play music with people, and and to lose people where you couldn't celebrate their lives, and that's what we're trying to do here tonight to make up for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look, it's great to see the crowd here. You know, myself and Billy and Sean, myself, Billy and Sean were the first to. There were sessions going here for years and years and years, but we came on the scene, and that was 25, nearly 30 years ago, Sean. And you have the younger generation coming on, and that's very important. You have to have an outlet for young people to play music, and a session is an important part of that. Yeah, and thank you for coming down, Eamon.
No bother, no problem. Yeah. Come on, let's hear it from again, Brendan. Okay. Right, quick hello to a few people. Hi, how's it going?
Hello.
Your name is?
I'm Mary Keenan. I live next door. And weirdly enough, I knew Billy Greenall because I'm from St. Helens as well. And I've been to the Irish Centre and heard him play. I was very surprised to find him here in Gary Kennedy. Yeah.
Did you enjoy tonight?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, really fantastic.
They did it in style, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. From the mass and the music, everything. Brilliant. Atmosphere. Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We can also have a few lads down here. Hey, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
Your name is?
John Hurley.
How you doing, John?
My dad used to come here. The priest talked about the faithful listeners earlier on. My dad was one of those. And Dad and Billy and Noor were great friends, and Liam. And, Dad couldn't play music, and that was one of his, he died during COVID or just after COVID as well. And one of his great regrets was that he didn't play music, but he could tell a great recitation. So that was his party piece.
So that's our programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme here in Loughran's of Gary Kennedy. Come on, let's hear it for him. Until next week, have a very good week. Bye-bye.